powered by a 100% Australian electricity and gas retailer. That's Red Energy. Discover your ultimate driving machine at Doncaster BMW on SEN. You're listening to Waitley.
It's a combination raid, I believe, between a couple of separate arms of the police force, one being the Sports Integrity Unit. There are suggestions the Australian Federal Police might also have been involved, along with Racing Victoria's Integrity Unit.
This raid at Weir's Stables follows weeks and weeks, several weeks of speculation and rumour about him being raided.
It's a massive shock for Warrnambool. Everyone's heard of Darren Weir, you know. Yeah, it doesn't leave a very good taste in your mouth.
Darren's this engaging man who's rewritten the record books, but if these allegations are proven, he won't recover.
Some of how yesterday unfolded around the arrest and questioning of Darren Weir, and now we wait. He's pledged to owners that it will be business as usual. Let's find out if that should be allowed. Giles Thompson is the Chief Executive of Racing Victoria. Giles, thanks for your time on SEM.
Good morning, Joe.
Should it be business as usual?
Well, I mean, the investigation is ongoing. The investigation is in its relative infancy after yesterday. You know, the warrants were executed yesterday morning. They took a long time to execute during yesterday. Information is still coming to light from those. We need to assess that information. We need to seek legal advice around that information. And we will respond accordingly. But at the moment, that's where we are. We're working hard. The teams are working hard to go through that information and see what the implications of it are.
Is the presence of jiggers yesterday enough for stewards to take immediate action?
Well, the information that we have, and it all comes from the police's announcement yesterday that they found the jiggers. There are rules of racing around jiggers. I mean, let's be clear about this. Jiggers and any electrical device is totally unacceptable in racing. It is abhorrent to the vast majority of those within racing. And that is one of the reasons why it is in the rules of racing, both the possession and use of jiggers. There's also implications, of course, in criminal and common law. But from our perspective, from the rules of racing perspective, we understand what was found yesterday. Our reaction to that has to make sure that we do not in any way interrupt or compromise further investigation or anything downstream from the legal perspective. And that's what we need to do. We need to make sure that we dot our I's, cross our T's before we do anything in this investigation. Unfortunately, I understand the frustration that creates to the broader community and those within racing, but we need to go through the process. We have to get this right. We don't have the luxury of being sloppy here.
How do you balance that, Giles, against, say, the need to protect a level playing field on Friday night and on Saturday when you put the races on for the public to be part of?
So, you know, we're assessing the information we have now and we'll be thinking about what the implications are of that for any racing that's currently happening. At the moment, we don't see any need to take a further step at this point. Now, that's not to say that it isn't very live, but at the moment, we can't react or act until we're totally comfortable that we need to and how we are going to.
Have you had contact from owners? Has Racing Victoria had contact from owners desperate for information so that they can make their own decisions about how they respond?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, clearly owners, and we have over nearly 70,000 owners in Victoria who have raced horses in the last period of time. We also have 25,000 people who are employed directly or indirectly within the industry. And all of those people are rightly concerned and shocked by this. And we need to ask for patience about how we go through this process. We have to get it right for them. We understand that they are passionate about the sport. They dedicate themselves to the sport. And we need to do the right thing by them. This is why we do what we do. It is for the participants and those people who love the sport of racing. That's why we hold integrity and equine welfare as key fundamentals of what we do. It's what we're set up to deal with, and we'll go through that and we'll go through the process as quickly as we can. But we do absolutely have to get it right. We cannot get this wrong.
Is it getting more difficult, Giles, to maintain the line that the vast majority of people in Victorian racing do the right thing?
No, I don't think it is. And I think that a suggestion, I'm not suggesting you are suggesting, but any suggestion that that is not the case is wildly offensive to the 25,000, the 70,000 owners and all of those who go to racing. The vast majority want to do the right thing. The vast majority care deeply about the horses within the sport, and they want to see Racing Victoria uphold the integrity of the sport and look after the welfare of the horses and the participants within our sport.
How damaging is it to have the standard bearer of the sport in this jurisdiction who has broken all records year on year arrested yesterday?
Well, Joe, clearly it's big news today. It's big news across all media networks, and we'd rather be talking about the huge range of positives within the sport, and there are huge positives within the sport. It's a sport that produces great stories, great passion, great excitement and great interest. We'd rather be talking about that. But we at Racing Victoria have two roles. One is to coordinate and promote the sport of racing in Victoria, but another primary role is to make sure that the sport is clean and to make sure that the sport looks after the horses within its sport. All sports administrators have to have a primary objective around that. We at Racing Victoria take that extremely seriously, invest a huge amount of resource to make sure that that happens. Now, occasionally when you do that, you come across things that you have to deal with. Doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't matter whether it's the biggest name in the sport or someone who's just a small part-time participant. You have to deal with it fairly, and you have to deal with it. You cannot ignore that, and we will not shy away from that.
Giles, do you think it's appropriate to leave horses from the Darren Weir stable and also from Jared McLean in the public poll, the popularity contest that you've set up for the All-Star Mile, do you think it's appropriate to leave those horses there? It's almost an affront, is it not, to the fans of racing that they can still, those horses are still there to be voted on given what's taking place?
Well, I want to be very careful here, Joe, because we've got to be careful about where this investigation is. And people have to also understand that it doesn't matter who it is and what the scenario is, people have to be given the assumption of innocence until proven guilty. And we have to abide by that. And that is, for example, at Racing Victoria, we haven't yet confirmed the identities of those who were arrested yesterday. That is because we're bound by procedural fairness and by legal issues. As far as the All-Star Mile and inclusion of particular horses or otherwise, we need to address that and think about that over the coming weeks. But at the moment, we see no reason why they shouldn't remain where they are. We don't have any information to suggest that that isn't appropriate at this point. I understand how there's commentary around how that is an affront, but at the moment, we have to deal with facts and information and treat people fairly.
Do the stewards, are you wedlocked now with the police, or can stewards take action when on a racing front they're able to, separate to the broader questions of integrity and sport?
So it was last August that we brought the police into the loop on this. And one of the reasons why we did was because, of course, they have powers that we don't. But they, of course, are concerned about rules and legislation that isn't in our jurisdiction. Our jurisdiction is the rules of racing, and that's where we're focused. In the course of a joint investigation over the last few months, there is plenty of evidence that the police will be gathering that we don't have access to. And it's important to understand that the police, even though it's a joint investigation, it isn't a totally open and transparent transfer of information between our stewards and the police and vice versa. They're running their investigation. We're running our investigation. We're doing it jointly. And we'll have to respond in the rules of racing, independent of what the police might be doing from their angle as well. So we are free to do things that we need to do. We need to be open, of course, and discussing with the police what we're doing. But if we need to respond within the rules of racing, we're perfectly entitled to do so.
Is that a flaw in the system, that what you've just described there? As I think the chief commissioner has said before, that ideally the legislation would allow you to work in lockstep rather than with parts that are not able to cross over with the police.
That's right. I mean, we would love to have a more open ability to have a more open discussion with the police and sharing information. That's certainly something that we and other jurisdictions have been pushing for over a period of time. It's a big challenge, though. It's a big challenge for legislators to take big steps in that area. But we're certainly continue to push for that. I mean, what I am pleased about is just how closely our team at Racing Victoria and the team at VicPol have worked, and not just in this investigation, but over several investigations. We have a very strong relationship with VicPol, and it's a very important part of us being able to deal with the rules of racing and ensure the integrity of our sport.
Giles, if I was to tie everything together that's been written and pick out the various lines, I would frame the question that this morning people are asking, is racing in Victoria cruel or crooked or both?
Well, my response to that would be that, to be very clear, it is totally unacceptable for any welfare issues to be happening to horses within our sport. The vast majority of people in our sport think that as well, and look to us and other enforcement agencies to ensure that that happens. We're totally committed to that. Similarly, we're totally committed to integrity issues. Unfortunately, at times, people do the wrong thing, and we need to deal with that, and we will deal with that, because in the long term, that's absolutely the right thing to do for our sport and our constituents, whether that's club members or whether that's participants, expect that of us, as do the broader community.
Giles, thanks for taking the questions today.
Thanks, Jack.